This week's parsha, we read the seemingly controversial story of Yehuda and Tamar, one that we often skip or skipped for us when we're young. And it says that Yehuda saw this woman, and the Torah tells us, "Vayir'eha Yehuda vayachshevea lezona ki chisitafoneha." Yehuda thought she was a zona because she covered her face. One could explain that that means that those times, that's what the zonas did. Or she covered her face so he wouldn't know it was Tamar. But the Gemara in Megillah has a suggestion that's very different than this understanding. It says that the kista faneha isn't referring to what attracted Yehuda here. It's referring to why he didn't know her in the past. At this point, it could be her face was not covered. The reason Yehuda didn't recognize her, though, is because she had always been makbid to cover her face in front of Yehuda while she was married to Yehuda's children. Gemara says it in the following way, Amar Rav Shmuel ben Achmani, Amar Rav Yonatan, Kol kala shehi tzenua beveit chamia, zocha v'yotzin mimena melachim unvim. We read later in the parsha about the descendants of Tamar who become the progenitors of Melachim and Nevi'im. Chazal connect this eventuality to Tamar's unique tzniut, that even in her own home with her husband and her father-in-law was there, kista fanel, and that's why Yehuda didn't recognize her. This, of course, reminds us of the important mala of tzniut, so problematic in our day and age, and therefore so important for us to reinforce. But Rav Tzadok HaKohen asks an interesting question. He says, is it really tzniut that's the basis of the greatness of Tamar's future descendants? After all, the Gemara in Brachot, Daf Chet Amud Bet, tells us in the name of Rabbi Gamliel that he loved the Persian people for three reasons. They were tzanua when they ate, tzanua when they relieved themselves, and tzanua during the sexual act. Rabbi Gamliel asks Rav Tzadok HaKohen, the Persians also were tzanua. Why is it Dafka Tamar's grandchildren who become the kings and the prophets? In fact, the Gemara continues there and says that Rav Yosef darshins that the Parsim, the Persians, who were so careful about tzniut, it also ended up bringing them to Gehenna. See, we have two models. We have Tamar, whose tzniut makes her the forebearer of Melachim and Nevi'im, and we have the Persians, who are also tzanua, but end up in Gehenna. What's the difference? So Rav Tzadok HaKohen makes a very incisive point here that I think is important for all of us. Tamar is a tzanua woman. Yet, where do we learn about this tzniut? In the context of her doing something that is the opposite of tzniut, of her seducing her father-in-law as a prostitute. Is she tzanua or not tzanua? How could a tzanua person do such a thing? Rav Tzadok HaKohen reminds us that midot, behavioral attitudes we have, need to be things that are situational, that are flexible, that are goal-oriented. Where we don't get fixated on a particular way of doing things, that we lose the ability to do what's needed under the circumstances. Rav Tzadok says the Persians were a naturally tzanua people, or a people who emphasized it in all circumstances. Anything or emphasized in all circumstances will bring you to Gehenna. A person who's tzanua, says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, l'shem shamayim, realizes that there are certain times where they're going to need to be not tzanua, l'shem shamayim. And that was Tamar's greatness. She realized, as the Torah tells us, she saw that Shelah was not being given to her as a husband, and that is what needed to happen. She made the cheshbon that this was the action that needed to be done, and even though it cut against her grain, which was to be tzanua, she had the strength to do it, l'shem shamayim. We're told by the students of the Chozem Milublin that one of them came to him with his plan for his day, for his life. Custom in yeshivot to write up a schedule of the day, to write up a plan of hitnagud, of behavior. And he brought it in front of his Rebbe, the Chozem Milublin. And the Chozem Milublin said, it's excellent. He just wrote next to many of the hanhagot. He wrote, and sometimes the opposite. The boy said, I want to be Tzanua, he wrote, and sometimes the opposite. I want to be Zahir, and sometimes the opposite. The realization that building ourselves as people, accomplishing the goals of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world, requires us to be situational oriented and not overly fixated in the way we conduct ourselves. If we are such people, it can allow for and generate melochim and neviim. Because melochim and neviim as leaders need to deal with different kinds of circumstances that often require different types of responses. Hopefully we can learn from Tamar this nuanced sensitivity so that we too can become people who can generate our own melochim and neviim. Shabbat shalom.